This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
And once again, I just want to mention this just simply because this is quite timely. Sunny Day, which I know that Sunny Day is associated with Genesis in some form or fashion. Maybe it's one of the shows or something. I don't know enough about them. What I do know is I think we're going to have we're going to have to wear masks if we go out, if they loosen everything up and let us get back to work and, you know, a few of the things that we desperately need to be doing. And Sunny Bay, their website, has them in stock right now, and they will ship them to you really fast. I mean, 4 days. I don't even know where Sunny Day is, but the product, it looks to be a sort of a medical-grade product. I'm not an expert when it comes to masks, but hey, if it makes the nervous Nellies happy to see me wearing one, even though I've probably already had coronavirus, well, you know, I want to make them happy. So check them out. I think it's sunnybay.com. I don't know if there's a hyphen or whatever there is, but let's move on, shall we? Now, we have never had, unless it's been on at wartime, and even then we didn't close anything, we just sort of repurposed it. But we've never had a forced closure of business like we've had with this. And for business owners who have taken all kinds of risks and invested all kinds of capital, some they had, some they didn't, to suddenly be in this position where there was no way to prepare for this. Unless you just, I mean, like Apple has so much cash on hand that they could probably stay closed for a couple of years. But they, you know, I don't even know what they're going to do when we finally open up, because I wouldn't be surprised to see a bunch of businesses pull out of China. But that's a discussion for another day. Right now, small business people, who are the majority of business people, are panicking. And they've also been forbidden from operating. And it doesn't really matter what you were doing. I mean, and in some cases, there's no rhyme or reason to certain things, but whatever it is, and I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, most of the small businesses have been closed. My gym has been closed. Now, losing my gym was bad because working out is good. Good for you physically, good for you mentally. And, you know, I've been feeling that effect. Now, in a desperate attempt to avoid an irreversible financial crisis, the federal government decided to extend an olive branch, since they were the ones that directed this be done. They set aside some bread for businesses in the form of forgivable business loans. And then the bread truck parked somewhere far away from business owners and their banks, and mass confusion immediately erupted. But then, eventually, the business owners figured all this out and started lining up for some of the gluten in hopes of keeping their business alive, and each got into a different line. And those lining up with Lendio got their loaf. Those lining up with Capital One got sort of messed up. And in less than 2 weeks, $349 billion appropriated for the business bread line ran out of money. Now what? Now, the businesses that got lucky might survive the economic endemic that is expected to be the state of our nation for a while. This starting up the economy means, okay, we're releasing these things, but let's say they do it tomorrow. All of these people that are out of work, they're going to have to be contacted by their employer. Some of the employers, are, if they're owned by like a company or something, a big corporation, they may not open back up because they still consider it to be risky. But the ones that, you know, the smaller businesses that are out there, the, you know, the mom and pops and everything, they will, they'll get a chance to open up, and then they have to contact their employees and see who's going to show up. And then if, for example, using the bread model, everything they had in stock has got to go unless it was frozen. Everything. There, you know, there's nothing that's going to have lasted this long. So they're going to have to take a hit on that. They'll probably claim that in insurance. Then once they get, if it's non-perishable, they'll start getting warmed up and getting ready to go. I would expect a lot of retail business to be very welcomed back because, like when my birthday happened last week, I was asked by my dad, well, what are you going to do? And the answer was, well, there was nothing to do. I could go anywhere I wanted to go and just look at it. Now, some of the businesses that, some of the really small businesses got like $2,100 per applicant. And that's not much of a, for a business to function with. The business applications or applicants who accepted the PPP loans were prohibited for asking for more bread this year from the SBA as condition. And the SBA announced that 1.66 million applications were approved, and that's only about 29% of the small businesses registered in America, and Congress is in talks of handing out more bread to the remaining 71% of businesses. But when? Which we know that's going to probably, hopefully be tomorrow. But how much time? I mean, this is a big consideration. Time. Because for every passing day that this happens, like I mentioned gyms, local gyms in big cities have probably already run out of time. And the Republicans try to do something. The Republicans try to do what would be considered a very focused, very clean bill where it was just one thing, this pile of money, one thing, that's all that was going to be done. And the Democrats said no, because they always have to attach strings for unrelated causes. And they made their priorities crystal clear, and American businesses were not on the list. And the lesson of the coronavirus breadline for businesses is this. Government is a really feeble lifeline. Republicans try, but too many are too weak. Your survival depends on your independence, as it always has. And business owners are sitting uneasy. Most are beginning to itch for more control of their political leaders instead of the other way around, which is the way it's supposed to be, representative government. And the truth is that no business owner had predicted needing to wait in the breadline to see if they would survive. And then our own governments, state and federal, meddled with the free market and forbade commerce, essentially. And now we find ourselves kneeling and begging politicians for our survival and small business in some cases. And that's not the American way. We're very free-spirited people. Governments derive their power from the consent of the governed. You know, it is us, the people, who are to be in control of the government, not the other way around. And it's exhilarating to see our people attempt to regain control of the politicians who are currently running. They're feeling, they're tripping hard on this authoritarianism. We want but the freedom to earn and to live in pursuit of happiness, as we declared when this country was born. And that is conjoined with American capitalism, which is the best brand out there. American businessmen are not cut out for begging at breadlines. Empty pockets and percolating minds result in revolt. And we're seeing seeds of them now. And spring is upon us. So government needs to be moving right about now, because sunshine is out here. We're getting rain. We're getting sunshine, rain, sunshine. Seeds can really grow really well. And I'm not being rhetorical here. We're already seeing protests and disregard the fearmongers, okay? Disregard them. We're going to find out that the death ratio is much lower than they projected. We're going to find out that while it is completely unacceptable, this is another virus. It is no more tragic than any other way that we could accidentally lose our life to something premature. Period. And we've been had by the media. Let's not do this again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Officer.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lock and load. One of the things that sort of angered me as this began to be related to me was while all these protests were going on, the Democrats in their various offices were sitting back tisking the demonstrators. Some of them actually panned the demonstrations as dangerous and ill-informed, saying that the protesters risked spreading coronavirus among themselves and contributing to a spike in cases in their states. Now, here's the thing. What they're talking about is the asymptomatic phenomena that goes along with some people with coronavirus. And here's the thing. If they're asymptomatic now, they're going to be asymptomatic in a month or 2 months or 3 months. Okay? So eventually we're going to have to deal with this. Running away and hiding from a virus is only delaying the inevitable day that we have to face it. The sooner we face it and our bodies get used to it and we find a way to live with it, the better off we're going to be. Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi addressed the protesters in an interview on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. And when she said, when asked about the protesters, she said, no, not really, when asked if she understood why people are demonstrating. I'm respectful of whatever people think they should say, but the fact is this has to be science-based, evidence-based, data-based. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer on MSNBC last week said that the protests against her stay-at-home order may lead to her to extend the order due to the fact so many people could have been exposed to the coronavirus even though they were in their car and never got out. And she said, when you see a political rally, that's what it was yesterday, a political rally like that where people aren't wearing masks and they're in close quarters and they're touching one another, the odds are very high that they're spreading COVID-19 along with it. So it's that kind of irresponsible action that puts us in the situation where we might have to actually think about extending stay-at-home orders, which is supposedly what they're protesting, which is, that's her threatening the good people of Michigan. Now, on the one hand, we have Pelosi saying it has to be based upon science. And on the other hand, we have Whitmer saying that this is definitely happening, as if she knows. And I submit to you that none of these politicians have got a clue. They might have briefings and everything else, but, I mean, on the Democratic side, this is all meant to find a way to capitalize on things. Whitmer is wanting to be Biden's running mate. Pelosi just doesn't like Trump. She would do anything she could to get rid of Trump and getting out here and calling for data. And we have data. We could actually find data if we got these tests put together. We need antibody tests, and we need tests to find out if you have the active disease. The antibody test would tell us how many people have actually had it, because I'm telling you, people had this in December, and they had it in January, and they had it in February before it became trendy, before it became the thing, before it became the shutdown trigger. People in the United States had this. Lots of them did. And this is going to take the death ratio down, way down. And, what are they going to say then? And it's not based on science now, because we don't know how many people have had it. How do we make an informed decision when it comes to that? Sunday, Washington Democratic Governor Jay Inslee explicitly said the protests were illegal. He said, I don't know any way other way to characterize it. When we have an order from governors, both Republicans and Democrats, that are basically are designed to protect people's health, literally their lives, to have a president of the United States basically encourage insubordination, to encourage illegal activity. These orders actually are the law in these states. Inslee was referring to three Friday tweets from President Trump who voiced support for rally goers in Virginia, Minnesota, and Michigan. These anti-stay-at-home order protests are often largely made up of supporters of the president, waving the Trump signs and the Make America Great Again hats. And the governors of Michigan, Minnesota, and Virginia are also all Democrats. But there was rallies, that made their way into New York, Ohio, North Carolina, Kentucky, and more. There's a rally scheduled for noon today in Pennsylvania to protest Governor Tim Wolf's stay-at-home order. He panned the efforts on Friday, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. I know every Pennsylvanian is eager to get back to work. I am included in that. We're working as hard as we can to make sure we reopen as quickly as possible. What we don't want to do is reopen and then be hit by this virus in a way that overwhelms our health care system, which this was the whole thing. This is the second wave of the talking points. We don't want to. The specter they're trying to create in your mind's eye is a bunch of people dying next to the dumpsters trying to get into the hospital. Now, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, is going to reopen Texas. And he says that his plan is not to rush the gates. Everybody's able to suddenly reopen all at once. You have to understand that they must reopen in a way which we're able to stimulate the economy while at the same time ensuring that we contain the spread of COVID-19, which is going to be masks and washing hands. Okay? Masks and washing hands. Trump has a plan to reopen this in phases. Trump has handled this about as well as anybody could have done it. But the Democrats are being very forceful in their rhetoric, not just against the protesters, but also on keeping states closed. New Mexico Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham wrote in an op-ed last week for the Albuquerque Journal that no one is more eager than I am to lift our stay-at-home orders and declare New Mexico open for business. But said, as public health experts remind us, we're not anywhere close to that point. Who are they and why are they saying this? The models are not actually working out the way they said they would. So, that's problematic. Once again, now, we're actually using data, but models are not data. Models are not science. So, and I mean, in Michigan, they got a stupid set of rules in place, you know, like you can't buy paint. You can't buy lawn fertilizer or grass seed. What is that? What is that about? But this is all, these little details are what is making America tired of this exhaustive regime where they seem to be saying, we control you. And America is beginning to say, you know what? We are adults and we are free and we're going to be free. And we'd like to do it with your cooperation, but you better be moving quick because we are going to be free again soon. And the only problem is that a lot of these guys are going to feel a little bit of a reckoning come about November time. Yeah. Come about then. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is pushing the Democratic-led Congress to provide more cash for the popular Paycheck Protection Program.
My administration continues to press Congress to replenish the enormously successful Paycheck Protection Program, which has impacted 30 million American jobs.
The president says a lot of progress is being made and hopes the Senate will vote as early as Tuesday. It would then head to the House on Wednesday and to the president's desk as early as Thursday. Governors are continuing to announce timelines for relaxing strict measures taken to mitigate the coronavirus. Many states are dropping stay-at-home orders beginning on May 1st. This comes as mounting tensions rise between Americans who feel the government is overreaching their authority and holding protests all across the country, and governors who are issuing executive orders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. It comes down to this. This is what's about to erupt. One thing is for certain. It doesn't matter what the governors want to do. It doesn't matter what the Democrats want to do. America is going to reopen. We're going to reopen whether they like it or not. The pandemic is subsiding. We come through it. So America is done with this lockdown nonsense, and the inevitable reopening is on the horizon. It will start out slow, then it's going to get faster, then it's going to get really, really fast, and then get finished. That's how these kind of things happen. But it won't happen without hashtag resistance. The leftist establishment and their media gerbils clearly think it's in their interest to have the bat gobbler flu crisis continue indefinitely. They think it hurts Trump, plus they really love wielding power over you. Just look at the dead doll eyes of Governor Karen, Democrat from Consequin, whatever you want to call it. And you can see that forcing big box stores to tape off the seed section gives her a kind of erotic pleasure. It's kind of creepy. But people aren't going to sit around and just have this kind of shift playing out. We're done. We could deal with it when it looked like a common sense thing to do. But now it's just getting stupid. Pure and simple. Things are getting better. And they're doubling down on the social distance Stasi Act. You've got police departments tweeting that protest isn't essential, but apparently being petty fascists is essential, and we're over it, people. We've seen the protests begin. We will see more of them, but we're also seeing silent rebellions. After weeks of disconcerting emptiness, the barren freeways of L.A. are suddenly filling up again with people who are voting with their feet and venturing back outside. Now, while this paralysis may be a fun fest for loser government workers and journalistas, Sandinistas and other non-essential dorks who for some reason are still getting paychecks, it's a disaster for everybody else. And we are about done. We will no longer be the collateral damage for their power tripping. And that's all it boils down to. It doesn't help that Nancy Pelosi, whose last name is Italian for Antoinette, is prancing about on the air with Nimrod late-night hosts in front of her 24 grand dual freezers, even as she holds up the PPP loans that we need in the country's small business backbone alive and many of us employed. Let them eat artisanal chocolate ice cream with James Corden, whatever that is. When you get a pink slip from your boss, you should write a thank you note to Nancy Pelosi because it's her and the rest of the Democrats that are making this happen. And if there's anything that Trump knows, he knows it's public opinion, and that's why he's being the champion of the reopening of the United States again and soon. And I'm not one of those people who thought it was crazy to react to the Wuhan flu at all, but it is crazy to keep reacting to the pangolin fever forever. It's time for us to be free once again to liberate the United States. And these politicians who are slobbering at the chance to boss us around into 2021 or 2022 better get their heads right, because there is no new normal. There's just normal. All right? I will be shaking hands again. They're just normal. We're not permanently avoiding each other, literally like the plague, or wearing these dumb masks forever, or never again gathering in groups of more than five. I may be going to a psychedelic Furs, Blondie, and the Bat Curious Goth Rockers of Bauhaus in September, you jerks, and that's just how it's going to be. The great Chinese coronavirus panic was fun while it lasted. And the curve has been flattened. It's done. The numbers are dropping. All good things come to an end. Everything comes to an end. And so must this. There's no bright line that we will cross and know it's over. Different places will open up at different paces. There will be one day when you look around and realize it's all finally stopped. In the military, you train and prepare for a lot of disaster operations. You get pressed into a lot of things you're not actually designed to do in the military, where you're out in uniform, you know, and in some cases you might be armed, and chaos is everywhere, and everybody's freaking out, and after a while it kind of peaks, and then suddenly you're walking around in uniform with weapons, and everyone else has gone back to their normal life, and they're looking at you like it's a funny thing. And that's kind of where we're getting now. And this thing is over. Now, the Wuhan bug is still out there, but we've got it under control now. We're going to start getting back to normal, although the Democrats will have to be dragged kicking and screaming because they love this. Power, economic devastation, and the ability to boss people around and oppress them, these are the things that they live for. But we're going to see a rush back to freedom. What's going to happen is conservative states are going to start opening up, and they're going to start opening up soon. Then people in fascist nightmare states like California and New York are going to look over at Texas and North Dakota and the rest of free America that lies outside of the future People's Republic and wonder why the hell they're still getting yelled at for going to the beach. And then it'll be an avalanche as people demand to reopen, and the stock market is going to soar, and unemployment is going to come down, and we're going to put this nightmare behind us, and Trump will get reelected, which is what they fear more than any virus. And once this ends, it's time then to reevaluate. It's time to reevaluate all the science people who couldn't make an accurate model to save their or our lives. It's time to reevaluate all the globalist jerks who sold us out to China like you, Hoover Biden, and it's time to reevaluate all the little Himmlers who enjoyed this all way too much. But first, we've got to reopen America. And that's going to happen faster than you think. Because as this goes along, testing is happening right now. And we're finding out how many people have actually had it. And that number will continue to climb. The numbers will continue to go up. But as that happens, the deaths, the ratio of deaths will begin to go down. The number of new cases will begin to go down. Because we got out in front of it. Did I enjoy this? No, I did not. I've had my share of issues with what's been going on here, and we're not going to go into that right now. But this is not America is not a bunch of rubes, no matter where you are, that the Democrats can boss around just 'cause, no matter how much they enjoy it. And remember this, it all comes down, really, truly, to how much we're willing to take voluntarily. It doesn't matter who they've got on their side. In the end, we outnumber them all. And we have guns, if that's what it comes to. It's not going to come to that, because they don't want to fight. What are they going to, how are they going to do it? Although I'm a little, I got to say this, I'm a little concerned at some of the law enforcement responses I saw, but I don't know. I don't know how much fear was driving. A lot of people were doing this out of fear. But we'll get a little more into this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. As we hunkered down under all of this social distancing and stay-at-home orders, and, you know, even now, the coronavirus continues to extract a human toll in actual illness, as well as underreported socioeconomic costs. Many businesses are closed, people are not working, not earning an income, unable to socialize with friends and family. The human tragedy that follows the virus will be horrific. We haven't even begun to look at that just yet. Drug addiction, alcoholism, mental health issues, domestic violence, homelessness, and suicides may extract a toll far worse than the virus. Yet these costs are given scant attention, leaving the focus on ICU beds, hydroxychloroquine, and death counts. Now, while everybody's asking questions like when will the restrictions be lifted, how long until life returns to some semblance of normal, the answers will come from state governors and the president, but how do they know? How do they really know? I mean, how do the doctors? Well, we're going to get to that in a minute. They have advisors like the basketball player and scarf queen who use models who are simply educated guesses based on certain data and assumptions. Now, models are not a bad thing, but they do have their limits. They follow the expression garbage in, garbage out. Models are used to forecast everything from the weather to stock prices. For example, models are used to predict hurricanes. Recall the spaghetti line plots preceding every hurricane, each squiggly line based on a particular hurricane model. Some veer into the Gulf of Mexico, others hit South Florida, and others head north to the Carolinas or out to sea. At most, only one line will be correct, but each one of those is based on a model. Other models predict future climate. Some have predicted horrific storms. Others have predicted melting polar ice caps and coastal cities being underwater, and these models haven't panned out either. So then, models used to predict the course of the coronavirus are based on data and assumptions, providing estimates of cases, hospitalizations, resource need, and deaths. Well, how have these models performed? The IHME model is considered the gold standard. In mid-March, without social distancing, they predicted 2.2 million American deaths. By early April, they reduced their death projection to 100,000 to 240,000, assuming social distancing measures in place. Their April 17th update now projects 60,308 deaths, 3% of their original prediction. So what changed? What made this different? How did this go down to 97%? Well, social distancing was already in place when the death predictions dropped by a factor of 4. And for perspective, 61,000 Americans died in the 2017-18 flu season. On April 5th, Colorado was preparing for a worst-case scenario, according to the Denver Post, predicting a potential shortage of 10,000 ventilators. Plans were being made to ration ventilators, prioritizing patients based on age, medical status, and other factors. And this is called euphemistically the crisis standard of care. But what this is actually is a blueprint for care rationing. It's certainly good to be prepared for the worst possible scenario, yet how did the models lead to ventilators needing to be rationed? On that same day, April 5th, according to the IHME model, Colorado was projected to need 88 ventilators with 554 ICU beds available in the state, less than 20% capacity, and less than 1% of the above prediction. Note that virtually all ICU beds come with a ventilator, making the two parameters interchangeable. Two models, one predicting the hurricane hitting New Orleans, the other one hitting Long Island. Which model should be believed? Or if the hurricane makes landfall in Boca Raton, both models were wildly incorrect. CDC had its own models predicting gloom and doom. In mid-March, they projected 160 to 214 million infected and 200,000 to 1.7 million deaths. Now, did that leave the president with any choice but to hit the kill switch on the U.S. economy? And what if the models are wrong? Then in Denver, the Denver Convention Center is being converted into a field hospital, but it will likely not be needed by the time construction is complete. The model said that that was necessary. The models also spurred Seattle to create a field hospital at the CenturyLink Center where the Seahawks play, but closed it down after not seeing a single patient. Another factor influencing models is the death count from this coronavirus. Projected deaths determine projected need, as in the ventilators mentioned earlier. How accurate are these death counts? Task Force member Dr. Deborah Bricks on April 7th said the U.S. government is classifying the death of any patient who tested positive coronavirus as a coronavirus death, regardless of any underlying health conditions that genuinely killed them. If one has a heart attack and you happen to test positive for the virus, they will be classified as a coronavirus death. Garbage in, garbage out. Going further, New York City is including in their death counts people who have never tested positive for the virus, but were presumed to have died of it. That's data by presumption, which leads to models by presumption. Climate scientists presume temperatures are rising due to human activity, and Viola, we have a consensus telling us that global warming is real and an existential threat to civilization, although not as bad as the orange man. New York City created multiple field hospitals to accommodate the model that predicted the surge in patients. The Javits Convention Center Field Hospital, with a capacity of 2,500 beds, had 340 patients this week, about 15% of capacity. The Billie Jean King Tennis Center, home of the U.S. Open, is now home to a 350-bed field hospital, expecting to transfer 30 patients there, perhaps doubling that number next week if needed, but well below the capacity predicted by the models. The USS Comfort, with a 1,000-bed capacity, has treated 130 patients, 60 of which have been discharged. That coming from the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs. He said, I wouldn't say the state's got it wrong. But, yeah, they did in a big way because they followed models that got it wrong. Remember how Cuomo in New York demanded Trump send New York 40,000 ventilators? That number was presumably based on the same models predicting the need for multiple field hospitals. Now New York is sending the ventilators they have to other states because they no longer need them. And the models are why the country's been shut down for the past month. Leaders from the president to governors and local officials are presented with predictions from models that their advisors, like the basketball player and the scarf queen, say are credible and accurate. And then they have no choice but to act accordingly, hitting the off switch on a $20 trillion economy. And this plays out not only here in the U.S., but around the world. And in a moment of candor, Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted we can't really rely on coronavirus models. And yet his advice to the president and the task force is based on what? A Ouija board? Tarot cards? Or his vaunted models? So now the president and his team are making decisions affecting most Americans. They're sending businesses into bankruptcy, adding trillions of dollars to the national debt, and sending millions to the unemployment office. Other politicians want to destroy the economy through schemes like the Green New Deal over climate models and predictions. Make no mistake that many of these decisions are also political, way beyond the realm of science and models, but are superficially based on models. Money and power corrupt good science. This silent war continues. But the question we're going to have to ask as we go back and reevaluate once again, like I said, we're going to do after all this is done, after we look at everything and we look at how many people killed themselves out of dismay over losing their job. How many new fentanyl addicts do we have now? How many new opioid addicts do we have now? How many new alcoholics? How many people got weed for the first time in decades? How many people are going to come back to work? We're going to have to look at all of this and evaluate this, and then we're going to have to look at what got us here. And one of the big things that got us here was models. And part of the evaluation needs to be stop relying on them so much. We will be back again tomorrow in about 21 hours, and between now and then, if you would be so kind, I wish you would remember this. All of this stuff that I'm talking about, all these things they want, it's never been about gun control. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.